Sci-Fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here on shrobhomevideo.com. Is that what?
Oh yeah.
Live from the Midnight Kids studio. Did you say .com?
It's like gum, but yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, gum. well, shit. I don't...
Does it say Patreon? Thank you.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi is where you can find us two extra episodes a week for like a dollar or two or three.
For a dollar, you get one extra episode a week. For $5 to $8, you get two extra episodes a week.
I was in the pocket somewhere. I knew it kind of.
Wade's been in the sun today.
We record three episodes a week. We drink too much.
Oh, I'm Aaron.
I'm Wade.
No. Oh, I didn't do it. I was going to say, I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I'm Aaron. This is a wreck.
No, it's not a wreck. This is going great. This is going great. Thank you so much for watching. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend. He's an art director, but he has some theories on his own. It's Eric Palmer.
What's up?
Hi.
What's
up? Thank you. What's up?
I just now am seeing your mustache, and I love it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
When did you go with that? When were you like, I'm going to do the mustache?
I'm a mustache man.
Like, I think about 14 years ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So it's been a while.
Like, basically, as soon as it was there, I just left it there.
Have you ever shaved it off and been, like, horrified by what you
saw? Every time that I have shaved it off, I was horrified, yeah.
Did you have to go to a wedding or something? You're like, ah, fuck.
I don't know, but I saw my face and I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's too blank.
See, I wanted one my whole life, and I used to always draw one on, but it was always uneven. And when it finally grew
uneven...
Because
you drew it off?
Well, I, you know, like, it used to just be like
the
this.
The mirror was like a funny mirror, and you're like...
So when it finally evened out, I'm like, oh, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. I love it. Mm. Not that we're talking about mine.
Have you ever, Eric, as a Halloween costume, been the bad guy from Air Bud?
No, and I don't even know who that is. Who's the bad guy?
Yeah.
I forget his name. Hold on, let me look his name.
I know the buddies.
No, the bad guy.
But I don't know the bad guys.
What's...
I never saw Air Bud because I don't like movies where an animal's the main character because I know... They're gonna have a point where at some point they're like, oh, the animal's dead, and then you go cry, and then oh, but then they turn it around and the animal's okay. I don't want to be played with
Bud,
like
but
that.
I don't think that's a thing.
Michael Jeter.
They always use the animal to just jerk at your heart.
It's very, yes, it's manipulative. Anytime there's an animal movie, they're like, yeah, it's manipulative, yeah. But not. This is insulting to him. Do you just mean the mustache?
Who is that?
The bad guy from Air Bud. Michael Jeter. It's the bad guy from Air Bud. I'm not saying you look like him now. I'm just saying
he's fine.
Like, look
I'm
at this.
Fine.
Look at this young picture fine of him.
If you're at home, open up another window.
Aaron, just put the camera. Put the phone on to the camera. What's?
It's hard to see.
It'll never see that. You gotta walk up to it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just drank it. Drank wrong.
It's bad. Because you realize that you're actually Michael Jeter. He played Mr. Noodle on Elmo's World. I think that's pretty cool.
He is cool. Oh, I know who that is.
Mr. Noodle changed a few times.
I know, but he
played Mr. Noodle's brother, Mr. Noodle. Mr. Noodle's brother, Mr. Noodle.
You guys, I was driving here.
You drove? Oh my god.
What?
I don't know. You just seem like you're about to fall asleep where you're sitting.
Huh? I think I look great. I was driving here and people were playing tennis over a four-lane road. They're just playing tennis. And I was like, oh, what if a ball hit my car? That would be scary.
A tennis ball?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just bounce off your car?
Well, yeah, but I'm driving, right?
I'm not playing with rocks.
The last thing you expect is a tennis ball to hit your fucking car, and then you'd be like, whoa!
I feel like it could break your windshield if,
were they
if you
playing
were driving
from
fast
cars or on...
No, they were just... Oh, from it cars. Was just two guys on opposite sides of... They were on the sidewalks, under a tunnel, hitting a tennis ball back and forth.
Yeah, I think the chat's right. It sounds like you just drove through a tennis court.
Don't call the police. Eric?
Yo.
How into conspiracy theories are you?
Like, super into them, but don't believe any of them.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting. I don't even know what that means, but we're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
We do something on the show called the Wow Scale.
Wow Scale.
Okay.
Are you wet or are you willing?
It's good.
It stands for wait or willy. It's a 5-question quiz. Don't worry about these numbers, but if you're a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're a 5, you're more of a Willy.
Okay. If you're in the middle, you're an Aaron.
If you're the oh, you're me. Like, oh, you're Aaron.
Oh, no. You're an Aaron.
Oh, no.
No, that sucks for you.
I'm ready.
That's the worst.
Has the test already happened?
Yeah, we took it while you were sleeping. So.
Oh, yeah, no, we gave you a bunch of acid earlier.
I'm not feeling it yet.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, you already have done a lot and woken up from it. And so we can blackmail you as much as we want. Uh-oh. You've been running around naked and shit. All right, first question. Are you ready?
It's true.
Are you ready to be weighed on the Wow Scale? First question. Do you believe in aliens? If so, I forgot to say, first question is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Jeez.
It's a big thought. It's a big thought.
Can I say that I would, if I had to pick one, I would say yes.
Yes, you
but
do
also,
believe in aliens?
I have nothing to base that on.
Okay.
I have no evidence of that.
Yes, you believe in aliens.
But I believe it seems more likely yes, because a no would be like would be saying no, like
you would look like an asshole.
Like,
yeah, you would look like an asshole if you said no.
I would judge you.
But do you believe that they visited Earth?
Yeah. Sure.
And then have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Did they notice Earth? I don't know though. Did they notice us? I don't know.
Well, now you're making up your own shit. What are you saying?
I mean, if they visited Earth, then they
did
would
they
have
notice
yes,
Earth?
Notice us.
I mean, maybe they just walked through us, or we're inside of them right now. We don't even notice.
All
right,
you're already operating on a higher concept than the question.
Let's just do a yes then.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Second question: ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Do you believe in ghosts?
I could define it in a way that's a yes. So
go
yes.
ahead and define it.
I would love to
hear your definition.
Tell us what a ghost is.
Just remaining information of past
okay.
people.
Interesting. And yeah, you believe in that. But not but
tell me what you think. Yep. Okay.
No. Listen.
Okay.
Great. I can't rule
well,
it out.
Well, I cut
so.
Him off because I understand his answer.
I can't rule it out.
I don't so need to hear the whole thing. I already understand what he's saying.
All right, fair enough. I'm wrong. Yeah. You're right.
Well, it's not about you versus me.
Just continue with the Wow Scale.
Bigfoot. This motherfucker.
Stage Squatch.
I think definitely exists as part of, like, human mass consciousness. As something, like a symbol inside our psyche. Does it exist as something that human science can touch? I don't think so, because that means all humans agreeing on it. So I think only maybe some people can have Sasquatch encounters.
Love it.
It's subjective.
We're getting to the root of your psyche, and I think that this is very informative. Moving forward, it's going to be valuable information.
Crack.
Psychics.
I think... I mean, most of them seem like cold readers to me.
Cold? What about psychokinesis?
Cold readers?
Cold reading. Like, you know,
cold reading. Yeah. Sorry.
Most of them seem like that. But as far as... I think remote viewing is an interesting subject that I'm interested in. But it doesn't work to where you can just, like, clairvoyantly, like, predict the future. But then, and then there's also, like, oh, like, when you just, when you think about someone, they call you, like, a minute later. Is
ESP.
That being psychic, or is that that the universe is just all one thing that's interconnected, and somehow it's all interconnected, and somehow you connect it to that information that you normally don't look at?
Right, and is there a difference? Is being psychic just connecting to the universe? When you accidentally text someone on their birthday, someone that you'd never talk to, and you're like, oh, hey, what's up? And they're like, it's my birthday. And you're like, oh, shit, I guess I'm psychic. But it could just be universe.
I wasn't thinking about you, but you were thinking about yourself so hard that it that
you
it
fucking narcissist, you fucking piece of shit. The world.
It seems like everything's connected, so... something could be happening there that we don't understand. But I don't. Right. But people who are like, I'm a psychic, like I'm like, you're just want money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone in the Discord chat made a funny mustache picture.
It's William Macy with a big mustache.
Callie, don't ever do that again.
Sorry. Very disruptive. I've totally lost my place.
Superstitions.
Did we not do that? Oh, so are you superstitious?
I think I have like OCD, so I like operate under some like just in case superstitions. Like if I have some big goal I want to accomplish, I won't tell anyone about it because I don't think it's a good idea to.
Because when it doesn't come true, then they're all going to ask you about it.
And I just, this is the rule. You got to be careful.
We're really hyping up. That thing you were so proud of, whatever happened to that? And you're like, well, it ain't shit. Thanks.
I think there's other
did I forget to tell you?
But... oh, I forgot to tell everyone I know that it fucking didn't go. Right? That's what you're saying? Like, don't remind me of my failures?
No, it's just like, it's just one of those, I mean, yes, that too, but also just like, sometimes you follow superstitions, but it doesn't mean you believe them. So, I don't think I believe in most superstitions, but sometimes I follow them anyway.
Well, but do you, which ones?
I'd say that's a yes then, right?
All right, let's just say it's a yes. That makes you a fucking five. Like you, it didn't even matter about the superstitions. Like you were a five. You're a total five.
Yeah,
Aaron, you must be happy because we haven't had a five in a while.
Yeah.
But I would say I don't have any beliefs. And I'm a skeptic, but I also don't.
But that's a true skeptic, is that you're open to it without needing to believe in it. Like you're open to it being true. You're also open to it being wrong, which is what a true skeptic is about. Like, I joke that Wade's not really a skeptic. He's just a curmudgeon.
That's bullshit. I'm the friendliest, most charming person.
Listen, a curmudgeon can be friendly. You're just a curmudgeon.
But I'm open to all this shit. It's all dumb.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
Fuck, I couldn't have proven your... So we've got an interesting episode because this is not a topic that you are going to introduce, is it? Or is it?
We'll play with it, but
he does have a topic intro.
Oh, okay. Well, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the laws of the universe. Are there any? We perceive the universe in a certain way.
Are there any?
And we think we're right, according to us. Our guest has a philosophical theory as to why a lack of natural laws can make us exist in a world that doesn't seem to have any laws. Let's talk about the universe tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay, so all week long, we've been dissecting the sentence that you sent us.
On both of our streams. It's been multiple times.
And we've been trying to figure out what it meant.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember the sentence that you sent us. Do you guys? Oh, you do?
No.
No.
Oh, you don't.
I was going to sit down and I was going to do...
Yeah, you were going to.
I was going
to
write it out, but I didn't. But I can try.
But also... These aren't our calls, right?
Those are previous Cali calls. We don't have the phone number
yet.
Let me see.
How can I?
Okay. It's there.
I have it. The sentence.
Well, I wrote it into this.
Oh, okay.
Well, read it.
So it was that the.
It was in the intro.
Yeah, you have a philosophical theory as to why a lack of natural laws can make us exist in a world that seems to have laws.
Break that down.
All right. Oh, geez. How does this work?
A lack of natural law. You just have to explain this to me.
So, okay. It goes like, okay, because I'm really interested in physics, but physics can't explain why there's consciousness or experience. So I've always been like interested in that because I'm like, why am I experiencing something? Why am I having an experience? If we just like look at the world as a physical thing, it doesn't need our experience. Why are we experiencing stuff? Because you're seeing me right now. You can hear me, and then you're over there too doing that and
ignoring
I'm
her.
Here
she's just like
I'm
looking at
this.
Servers
we're all having an experience. Fundamentally like what our reality is just experience. It's not anything else. It's all experience. It's we experience the physical world, and that what we call the physical world, it's like all this stuff that we can agree on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things we experience are subjective, but it's all experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And are you saying that? What are you saying?
So I'm trying to understand why
it's kind of existential, right?
Why are we experiencing something? How did that come about?
Well,
hang on. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Isn't that an argument against or for consciousness? Like, why are we experiencing something? Because we have consciousness and we are perceiving things.
But consciousness, I think, is more, there's varying like definitions of it, but it can be more tightly defined as being aware of being aware and stuff like that. And it can be more limited to like human consciousness and having an identity and stuff. And like, maybe you could experience being something like an electron, and you're just going left and right and left and right, and that's your only experience.
But don't you think that they are doing that?
Maybe I wonder about that.
The electrons are just going like,
yeah,
left, right, here we go.
Yeah. Maybe they are. Well,
do you believe,
does
reincarnation come into this? Is any of that when we're talking about consciousness and we're talking about? You're also kind of sort of talking about simulation theory, right?
I think it comes into it. Also, so does... Well, even if you take a physicalist, realist approach, like the brain is simulating the reality anyway, right? It's mm-hmm. taking information and it's like compressing it and then correcting it and then taking its best guess to make it into a 3D space-time and to order all that.
And it's crazy to think that your brain is doing that and so is mine. And so how similar are... We could have different experiences while experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I point at that and I say that's green, you point at it and you say it's green, but it doesn't mean we both experience green the same. There's like no way to know that.
Yeah, right? I think it would be really funny to have a kid and just teach him all the wrong colors.
Right.
And just like let them experience life.
Yeah.
Isn't what that movie Dogtooth was about?
What's Dogtooth?
Am I wrong? Was that movie?
I wouldn't watch a movie with that name.
I feel the same way. I don't know what's going to happen in that movie.
I feel like none of us know what Dogtooth is.
Oh, I mean, is it called Dogtooth? Now I'm questioning what it's called.
Who are you asking?
I don't know. Anyone that knows what I'm talking about? It's a foreign film. These like dog kids are raised in a compound. They're taught that the outside world is bad. They're taught that like things aren't what they're named, so that if they try to call for help, they're confused.
Mm-hmm. That's trippy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a pretty interesting movie. It ends really weird. I don't know.
Yeah, one of my aunts, I'm sorry to call him out, but was like telling their kids
that
the internet was bad, so like they weren't allowed to get on the internet.
Oof.
And I'm like, oh, that's, you know, that's weird.
I actually told my nephew that. Or I told my sister.
I mean,
I told my sister
bad,
not to let
me
on the internet because
you're going to have a different experience from everyone else in the world.
My sister gave me this thing. She said, here, it's a chocolate chip. And I ate it, and it was a scab.
Oh.
So that's like reality shifting, like in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like it? You like the chocolate chip? I have more.
When you ate the scab for a second, did it taste like a chocolate chip?
No, I was like, there's something wrong with this chocolate chip. Okay.
I've never had chocolate with so much iron in it.
Yucky. Yeah.
Thank you, chat, for posting about Dogtooth. That movie is called Dogtooth. I recommend it.
Well, the crazy thing about, because I always say this, that like, I don't know how much I believe this, but I like the idea that if we all are part of the same universe, the only way to learn is to disconnect, have an experience, and then go back in. And so when I think about a conscious experience, and I think about soul growth, like if we're actually disconnecting, then the growth has to happen outside of our experience.
Well, what does disconnecting mean?
Yeah, what do you mean outside
like
of your experience?
If I'm you, if we're all just one consciousness, the whole universe, then the only way to experience anything outside of ourselves is to be able to be a soul that doesn't know that it's a part of everything. So it's like that egg story where everybody, the only way to teach a god how to be a god is to have them be everyone in the universe. It's actually the same entity experiencing everything from everybody's perspective.
So
that makes sense.
It's like that movie Everything Everywhere All at Once.
You can't like you also what we call the physical universe, you can't even see it as it is to us unless you look at it from a first person perspective in space-time and see it the way we see it. Like if you were God and you tried to look at the entire universe at once, it would not look like planets and stuff. If you're trying to look at the entire thing from everywhere at once, what would you see? Like nothing? You have to see it from one single perspective to see it the way we see it. You know what I mean?
And it's weird when I think about that, because fractals have always like blown my mind, where the thing is made up of a bunch of small things, but like it makes sense the weird thing about the universe, if you try to contemplate infinity, a single infinity can contain an infinite number of infinities within it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just mind blowing. And, you know, that's where parallel universes and multi-dimension and stuff like that gets into, where it's just like, it can all be in one thing, but is it all connected?
And you can't ever see it all necessarily because you have higher and lower orders of infinity of things. That see, this is one of the things I kind of was wanted to say, but it's really hard to figure out. But if you know about mathematical sets, that's where you would like put brackets around things.
Oh, yeah,
categorizing them.
Totally know.
You could
that.
Say like, well, no, everybody can do this. You could say all possible experiences that can be had is a set, right? And we're having experiences. Like I'm having an experience, you're having one. We're in that set of all possible experiences. And we're not part of the set, which is non-experiences. And we can't go into the set of things that aren't experiential, just by definition, because we're...
experiencing, yeah.
We're experiencing. we're only going to ever be in experiences. We can't go to other things outside of that. Mm. It doesn't... We're not in that set.
But that's the whole point, right, of life?
Experience.
Like, isn't it us asking these questions? Like, this show right now, going like, what the fuck? I don't know. Yeah. Is what you're talking about? Is going like, oh, shit, man, I don't know. Maybe it's this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's also...
It is.
I...
No, so that's the thing. So okay. It's like, there's no... we'll get back to you.
All right. I literally just said all right. Go ahead.
Well, no, I kind of want to stay on you for a little bit. but that it's a paradox because, right? Isn't it? Because we're talking about
right
this thing that we will never figure out. We're theorizing on it. And going like, oh, maybe this is it. But we'll never know if it's it. And if we did, right, it wouldn't matter.
I think it's because we think in terms of cause and effect, and cause and effect can't possibly explain how you would just get into an experience somehow.
Mm.
Like ultimately, cause and effect can't explain an origin of anything, because it's chicken and egg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't explain the universe by cause and effect.
With complex things, yeah.
It just has to be kind of inherently there. And so, like, I guess that's why I came up with this way of looking at it, to where there must not be any laws at all or rules at all. And so if there's no rules, then you just have possibilities.
I don't think there are any rules.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, the worst people I've met in my life are the most successful.
Right. Are in That's this true. Room.
No, you guys are not successful. I'm sorry.
No. Kelly said Salon, if you didn't hear that.
And so I get it. It's like, here's the thing. I've always operated under, like, some sort of ethical, like, apathetic, empathetic. I don't want to fuck someone over because that would make me feel bad. Yeah, what'd you say?
If it made your life better, you'd still feel bad about it.
But people do that. And that's why we have, like, Machiavelli and fucking Sao Sung.
Sao Sung?
The Art of War. What's that guy's name?
I forget. I just read that book, though.
Lao
Sung?
Am I even coming close to what you're talking about? Or am I just...
No, that makes sense.
What I was gonna say before was that I in the middle of my life converted to Mormonism, and one of the things that convinced me was that I had a lot of like existential questions, like why do we have experiences, like why do bad things happen to good people, why do good things happen to bad people, all that kind of stuff. And they kind of, their idea is that humanity was created so that spiritual beings that live with God, wherever heaven, they say heaven.
I'm sorry. Who's saying this?
Mormonism.
Oh, got it. LDS. Sorry. Yeah.
John Smith.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph.
So we want to be closer to God, but we have to have experiences to be holy enough. We have to prove ourselves to be with God. So we're sent down here on Earth to live in these kind of meat suits, and he gives us free agency, which means that we are allowed to make choices that are good or bad, and that it's our responsibility to choose the right. CTR, choose the right. I know, it's a whole thing. So that if we live a holy life and we experience, like, you know, the blessings of God here on Earth, and we choose the right things, that when we die, we'll move on to the next phase to be closer to
Him. Do they define the next phase?
I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, there's the whole planet thing. Everyone's like, oh, everyone gets their own planet,
oh my
you know?
God.
Wow. But I mean, I believe...
It's like something a fifth grader wrote.
I know.
If you're good, you get your own planet.
It's not planet. It's kind of just like you get your own world. I don't know.
That's fucking dumb.
It's different.
In Scientology, you get like, they have like DC-10s that fly in space.
Yeah.
What's a DC-10? A jet?
I think it's a Boeing. It's like a really popular Boeing jet.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, it's a.
But it got like put into the religions as a spaceship.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, it's just a regular giant. It's a regular jumbo jet.
I think he called it out like in one of his books, like the spaceships look like DC-10s or something. Great. Something like that.
Sign me up.
I might be getting the wrong plane, but.
No, that's the classic big one.
I think South Park like showed it.
Oh, they got. Yeah. South Park skewered.
Well,
Scientology, they were like, fuck you. Wait, but here's the thing. Here's what I want to say, because I think this is on topic. I don't know if all of these religions have the same sort of ethos. I don't know theme, I guess. And then when you fold that into simulation theory, and that we are all the same people and stuff, mm-hmm. does that just mean that religion is correct? Like that?
At an essence, minus the big church, like trying to
just
solve
theories,
the universe.
Just theories. Yeah. Like, are we all curious about that because it's? Does any of that make sense?
It's part of the human species to need to have those set of beliefs and like the carrot dangled in front of you in some way to like
or else why
take
do
you
it?
Through life and to keep you following the rules. And like,
but doesn't,
because that's why like every religion everywhere kind of has the same elements that encourages you to do the same things,
right?
Which is like, you know, like survive, like don't create trouble in the village, and like whatever,
don't fuck your mom or
don't
whatever.
Eat shellfish.
Yeah, just the basic stuff, and then it seems to work well until you have a bunch of different religions like on a global scale,
and then they fight about like minutiae.
Yeah, otherwise it kind of surfaces for purpose well,
right? And so that's what I'm saying. Like, do they all have it right? Are we all curious in the same way? And we have been divided by stipulations.
I think so, for sure.
Well, it's weird because modern, like, physics and string theory and stuff is turning into what closer to a religion, because a lot of the things that the experiences you try to explain.
Isn't that Kelly's?
No, that's ours. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Let's take a call.
Let's take a call. I can't read it. Can you guys read it?
Marcos Miranda, Rule 855, Religion, Belief, Installation, Period. Hi!
Hey,
hi, Marcos!
Is it going through? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. What's up?
Like the voice of God.
Hey, I was I was just wondering if you guys have maybe thoughts on, you guys are kind of talking about concepts and the fact that you can use them maybe to understand or communicate, but not necessarily believe them via religion or even just, you know, cultural belief. I was just wondering if, I guess my question is for you guys, if do you guys use anything daily that you don't believe in, but you know for a fact that it's just kind of constructed socially with us? An example would be like time or something like that.
Yeah, no,
that's a really good question.
Like I give thanks and I pray every day, but not to a specific religion, but I believe it works for every religion.
I think toothpaste probably. I don't think toothpaste is real. I think it's a facade. Eric, what do you think?
Yeah.
I think I definitely do operate under a lot, like, assumptions, even some that I think are, like, bound to be false just a lot of times. It's hard to think of a exact one. But, like, I think I'm pretty conscious of, like, for instance, I don't think space-time is, like, real. I just think it's part of the human
heads-up. Yeah, I think it's good
display,
for now, right?
And it's like, our tool for perceiving. I don't think it's actually, like, 2022 or any of that stuff.
Well,
it's
let me ask you
where
this,
we're
though.
At in my experience. It's the same way.
Yeah, but isn't that a coping mechanism? I mean, don't you need that? Wouldn't you go insane if you didn't have time-space? Wouldn't you be like, what the fuck?
That's why the human experience is it feels like an ordered experience.
What's
compared
the guy's
to like
Marcos?
Marcos, what?
Yeah,
what?
I was just thinking. Yeah, no, you guys are actually. Well, you're completely right. I was just wondering. Maybe. Well, you guys are kind of making me think that it's more of a model, kind of like making the entire solar system look or feel small. In a way where we can have understand it, you know, not go crazy.
Yeah, like we're cutting out a bunch of stuff we don't need to know in our human experience in terms of like noise.
I would agree with that. I mean, I would say like because the universe is infinite and we can't comprehend it, it's easier to get what's the new satellite picture thing that's happening?
The James Webb's.
Yeah, the James Webb. It's like, oh, that's a way that we can like sort of feel in control of the universe. Like, oh, we can picture it now.
Take a big picture of it.
We don't feel that small. Like, if we can capture it, that means that we're sort of bigger than it in a weird way.
What about maybe making very small things look big so we can understand it? Kind of like the DNA strand or like a twisted ladder. If we can't really comprehend how it actually looks, because
we can only
get so small.
Like with DNA and stuff like that, I feel like we have a handle on it. But like to go further on that, it would be the string theory, right? Which is like which we don't have a handle on, but it's a way for us to. Like Willie says, like, oh, this table is not solid. It's a bunch of vibrational, like, whatever.
It's made up of things that are moving. So, like, nothing is solid. And everything is made up of moving parts.
And it's just probably there. And if something's probably there, then we see it there.
Yeah.
Right. And we can't understand that. Like, that's you can't. I can't see a table and be like, that's not solid.
Maybe a good way to a bad way to think about everything would be considering vibrations, because there's a very small amount that we can see visually with our eyes in terms of vibration, and the things that we feel are actually vibrations too. So it is pretty crazy, and it collapses on itself by just thinking about it.
But I appreciate
your thoughts on it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. You just fucked up all
Marcos.
Of humanity. I mean, like, if like all of our emotions are based on vibrations, then it's just like, oh shit, like you can unlock.
That's what a vibe is.
You're right, but
yeah,
like
I think it's likely that nobody's steering the ship at all, and a lot of our religion and stuff is kind of like you were hinting at, to make us feel like we have some control and stuff,
right?
Mm-hmm. But like, and same with the idea of God. If there's a God, I don't think it has any control over anything, really. And it's not like it decided to exist. It just was brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always operated under the idea that, and this is going to sound lame and easy to pick apart, but like, that like no definition is right. But like, it's a definition makes it easier for us to talk about what's going on now, but that no definition can actually be right because we just can't be right about anything.
That's like, so stupid, dude.
if we're just going through infinite experiences, it's just, yeah, because we can't define things because we haven't experienced it all yet, and they're, you know what I mean? We could say it's this right now, but like you said, we haven't seen it all
yet.
The
word God is so defined to all of us, but like, I feel like that word is just trying to be everything that we're saying, where it is everything.
But like, fuck God, man. I mean, like, does anyone really do anything because of God in this room?
Look at our government. Oh, in this room.
Like, we don't give a fuck about God.
I mean, Willie just said that he prays over his water.
But not because of God, though, right? Like, that's just you going like, oh, it's fucking, maybe I'll put some
positive electrons. So are you an atheist?
Electrons.
You're not an agnostic? You don't believe there's anything out there?
Oh, heavy question. I would say, yeah, I'm a total atheist. I think it's all chaos. Like when you look at those pictures that they show us that like that we are pontificating that make us feel better. They make me feel more helpless in a way where I'm like, what the fuck? So there's like a million galaxies in the world, and I'm just here on Earth, and like, who gives a shit?
What do we got? Another call?
We have two callers.
All right, let's take the next caller.
Maureen, hi, Maureen.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi, Maureen. What's up?
I want to talk about this.
Nice.
Okay.
Like, who among you believe in ghosts?
What was that? Sorry. Who believes in ghosts?
Who among you believe in ghosts? Yeah.
Oh, I believe in ghosts. I guess raise your hand. Believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in...
I think I'm the only one.
I don't believe in ghosts.
I believe in different energies. I don't believe someone... I don't believe that someone... is
it could be something. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in a lot of different definitions of ghosts, I'll say.
I'll say this. My apartment is so cheap. If it were haunted, I would still live there because I would take away their power by not believing in them.
I feel like that... oh, yeah, go on.
I would seek out ghosts.
No, go ahead.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Are you okay?
What's wrong with me?
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Sorry.
No,
wait, I think
he just means because there's just a weird lag.
I'm very aggressively going like, what is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Oh my gosh.
What's happening with you?
I apologize.
I might not be okay.
Oh, well, shit.
Are you a ghost?
Do you have a ghost in your house?
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to...
I just wonder why people feel.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah,
Do you believe in ghosts? Did we ask that?
Yeah, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't.
You don't? Fair enough.
No.
Fair enough.
What made you ask the question?
I'm just curious about it.
I haven't. Okay, honestly, before we, to me, we got to define ghost before we even, what is a ghost? You can't ask me if I believe in it if I don't know what it is.
I don't know what a ghost is.
Like that, that's why, because I believe that there could be an echo of someone's life that somebody can experience. I believe there's different parallel universes that somebody might experience that they would think is a ghost, but it's actually... sorry, excuse me.
Okay.
I'm done. Jesus Christ, we are losing our shit.
I think ghosts are real. I think that ghosts are people's spirits that haven't moved on to the next system. To the next Vedic system, that if you are when you die, you leave your body, and people that are unprepared for that because they don't know religion or nobody's explained the afterlife to them, they leave their body and they don't know what to do, so they stay on this planet.
So the ghosts are still having an experience. Then the ghost is still having experience of being that human's identity. And but they're also dead, and they know they're dead, or they may not. But
some people don't know they're dead. Other people know they're dead, and they don't want to go because when you die, I think your family is there with you. And some people are like guilty, and they don't want to leave with their family.
No, I'm so mad about it.
I see no rule against it. So if there's not a rule against it,
No. My mom's having experiences with.
Thank you for calling, Maureen. We have one more caller, but we're running out of time.
Thank you so much
for your question.
Sorry. We were kind of.
Wade thought you were a bit. Sorry.
Yeah, you sounded like a bit.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. Oh my gosh. He feels really bad. Look at him. He feels. Zoom in on Wade. He feels so bad. So thank you, Maureen. Let's take our last.
I don't feel bad for the record.
You look like you feel bad.
That was a sketch character.
That was not a sketch character. Okay, well we have.
All right,
answer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This feels like a bit. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh my God! Hello. What?
Is this Rob?
I'm Casper, the friendly ghost.
Oh my God! Is this your dad?
I'm too friendly.
I'm Casper. I'm all white.
Hang up.
Casper, don't say anything politically incorrect.
Hang up.
It's Callie's dad.
I'm Casper.
Please hang up. Please hang up.
All right. We have one more caller.
I can't wait.
We had one good call. We had one appropriate
what's
call.
Up?
Hey there. This is Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. What's up?
I have a topic that's kind of a dumb meme, but I also don't think you guys have talked about it on the show. So, like, truly, since aliens are probably out there statistically, do you think alien life will be fuckable? Like, for male or female? Like, you think it'll be physically possible that they evolved to the same track that they would be fuckable?
I love this question.
I think
Donnie,
totally
thank
fuckable.
You so much. Let's go around the room. I mean, like, because basically it would be like, are they humanoid, and is there a place to put your penis?
I don't think that they even.
Or do they have something that they put inside a vagina?
That was very sexist of me. Do they have something to put in a vagina?
I think that anything's fuckable. I mean, there's people that fuck the Eiffel Tower. There's someone that
fucks
a carnival ride.
Though.
I think the real truth is like having sex on ecstasy. I think that there are entities out there that can encompass your mind more so than just having sex, and so like
that can
so like they use telepathy and trick you into thinking you're nutting the best nut of your life.
No rule against it, and I think taking mushrooms could be that you could be having sex with aliens, with not knowing.
No.
Just by taking mushrooms?
No.
You could be. You're interfacing with them.
No.
You're interfacing with
I did see Naked Aliens the first time I took DMT. I was looked like I was in a bathroom stall with three neon naked aliens.
How many tits?
So you saw the geometrical beings, right? Did you see a geometrical world? Like that. That
they were
is,
just like one was like not so geometrical, more like neon and kind of like chrome almost. One was like purple, he had the green, and then it was like blue. And they were just like all three, like 6 inches from my face. Like, give me a light show without light. It was crazy.
I mean, that stuff makes me want to do that to just just connect with other realms of the universe. But I don't know if we were meant to. I don't know. It's mind.
Yeah, no, I was always afraid that if you try it, then when you like die, that chemical doesn't get released, and you have like a super painful death.
Yeah,
so I only tried it once, but like it was super crazy.
Wait, do you mean if you cummed, you would die?
No, like DMT is the same chemical that releases in your dream or when you like.
Well, no, I understand what DMT. I understand what DMT is, but you asked if we could fuck aliens.
Oh yeah, she's just getting twisted.
I mean, that happens in certain percentage of DMT trips though.
That you fuck the aliens?
Yeah.
What percentage?
I don't know what percentage.
Yeah, he brought up mushroom and fucking aliens.
It's low, but it does happen repeatedly in those trip reports.
There's you've low read hanging things where it's like I fucked an alien.
I'm gonna fuck that low hanging fruit.
You can just read the trip reports. There's just thousands of them now. And
where do you read these?
Just look up DMT trip reports. And because there's things that happen repeatedly in a lot of them that are ubiquitous to them, and those are the things I think. Because if you're going to try to analyze DMT space, you have to. The only way you could do it is by reading the reports.
But don't you think this is just pervy people?
It's just fan fiction.
But there's
DMT
also
sure. When you interact with something, you're pushing its button, and it's pushing your button.
But
so you're part of it.
Like, but you're making it up, though, right? That thing doesn't exist.
People
explain. Well, it's tough to say. It's like when you're dreaming. Are you making all that up, or is it?
Yeah. No. Yes. It's not tough to say.
Like,
it's not tough to say. Yes, you're making that all up.
Oh, I think it's as real
DMT
as anything
beings
else.
Are like.
I agree with
to
you.
To me, real is just
no,
you experienced
so.
It.
No.
Also, there are people
real is
open,
right?
Open. This guy's open
that
to
talk
it all.
About while they were getting abducted, they thought they were having sex with a girl. Then they kind of like, or male or female, whatever.
Have you guys
like,
ever? Have you guys ever like waken up having sex? You wake up and you're like, oh, I am having sex.
There are some people where that's like their condition.
I have not.
They wake up and they're like, oh, I've been having
sex
this whole time.
Yeah, but I was like, girl, fuck this. No.
But my whole idea came from there's stories of people that got abducted, thought they were having sex with someone, and then kind of just woke up and they're actually like getting sucked dry from like some alien tube.
The way I interpret like alien experiences
tube.
Is that's the way the human... or interpreted it the best way they could, something that happened to them. I don't know if it's exactly... if it exactly translates into our real world. But, like, aliens... No. I think one thing in humankind's search for aliens, one thing I've noticed is we're really looking for things that are, like, really similar to Earth life when we're talking about life. We're trying to find Earth-like life on other planets, basically. Stuff with DNA and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And that's a big assumption. I mean, other life could be giant networks that are like galaxies long
and
of stuff that we don't understand that doesn't even notice us and we don't notice it. And it's alive and we're inside of it. Or everything's alive.
It
kind of
goes into that
you know, for us to find,
that like maybe we went through a space fungus. And it's kind of tricked us all into thinking technology is so great. And that's why we keep building it and building it and building it, because eventually we're going to build an AI that's so smart that will just connect to all the other AIs that are so smart that everyone else has built, and we'll die off. And it's like they are life, and they are not just carbon-based random.
Ooh, that's cool, man, that we're actually here to build some other creature's baby. That's awesome.
That's
that
it.
Like
and then
exists
it'll connect
in the universe.
To the other creatures, babies in the universe, creating like a super life or whatever.
Cool.
You call it. I don't know.
You just blew our mind.
Like, imagine being a human cell.
Yeah.
You guys blow my mind all the time, so I'm glad I could return the favor.
Thanks for the call, Donnie.
Thank you so much for the call.
No problem. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
I love you.
We got some good calls tonight.
That's awesome.
Why don't you guys call more often?
Really,
like, imagine being a human cell, and you're a human cell, and you just do your work, and you get rewarded because you get metabolism sent to you.
But don't you think that human cells are going like, what the fuck? Is there a Bigfoot? Like, what's going on down here?
They might just be like, why am I not getting enough red blood cells? And they're like, are there more cells than just the cells around me? I don't know. But they're never like, am I inside a human being?
No, but they are. But maybe one of them, like, I mean, one day, like, if you're working on that logic, they're like, oh, maybe there's other. Huh?
The point is, we could be inside an alien and not know it.
Callie, no one can hear you.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop shouting at us.
They can hear. Oh, yeah, they have.
Great. Well, this is our podcast, so thank you. Thank you. We also have 2 minutes left. So
who's
thank
been
you.
Responding?
All right, we got aliens? 2 minutes left, so we got to sign off. Eric, plugs, final thoughts, whatever you want to say.
Okay, this is my theory. There's no rules, so experience is possible because there's no rule against it. Boom, here we are. That's all it took. There, you didn't need any rules. And here we are, and we're in a universe where there's... seems to be physical laws, but there was no rule against that, so we're here.
So is it anarchy? Is that what you're saying?
This is just one possible experience out of infinite.
Oh my god, that's so stupid.
And there's even there's infinite use.
Yeah, I know, but like that's great. So
one of
whatever.
Them's really, one of them's really into it.
That doesn't change my life at all.
No, it doesn't change your life. No. I don't even know if free will is real. It doesn't seem like it is.
Well,
interesting. Let's keep talking about that. We're going to will you stick topic. Around for the bonus episode?
Absolutely. When's right. that going to happen?
Right after.
Oh. So we're going to continue this conversation about, I feel like there's a whole new can of worms. Do you guys want to say anything before we end this?
No, I thought I had a great time tonight. And,
yeah, I had a great time.
I love universe conversations. Yeah, you got a. What's your band plug?
My band is called Future Loves Past. Technically, we never broke up. We're nice. Still a band.
Twitch streams Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific, Thursday night at 7 p.m. Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi.
Yeah, Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi. You get 2 bonus episodes a week. And remember. That just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Stick around for the bonus episode. We're gonna get into this. It's gonna be great.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Willy Bad Movies presents A Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me.
Motion elements.
I'm trying to save your dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life.
More
sci-fi. The topic, the candles are lit, and so are we. The topics are off. And so are our shirts.
Steamy.
We're talking to our good friend, Eric Palmer.
Ooh, hey,
about
Eric.
Fucking, hi. I don't know.
Free will.
And what does that mean? I guess we'll get into it. Yay! Get ready. Here we go.
Yeah, we're talking about this Rush song that we all love.
What? I don't like any Rush.
Fly by Night.
I like Rush, sorry.
I like that song.
Yeah, no, you struck
I
out.
Will choose no free one likes will.
Rush. My bad.
No one likes Rush.
Right, you're right.
I will rush away from Rush.
I will. Yeah, fuck.
It's my
I can't
free
beat that.
Will
I can't beat
to
that.
Rush away from Rush.
I will giddy up away from Geddy Lee.
That's the lead singer and bassist of Rush.
Man, he really doesn't like Rush, huh?
Well, it's all about the voice.
Even
you
if
know.
You don't like Rush, you gotta like all the members of the band because they're
I?
So nice.
Do I? All right.
If you know anything about Canadians, you love them.
They're just nice Canadian nerds.
Poutine,
well,
huh?
I mean, let's. Yeah, right.
So free
cheese
will.
Curds, yes. Yeah.
Free will.
Do you guys believe in free will?
In my experience, it feels like there's a sensation that I'm controlling the human. And what it says and where it goes and what it does. And so that feeling, I guess, is free will.
Oh, man, you are free will. Fucked up. That's crazy. So you feel like you're... So you're like controlling a remote control car kind of thing?
Like
only
demon?
It's a person? And you're seeing it through like a John Malkovich portal?
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Anybody
else getting this?
All the time?
Yeah, it's exhausting, yeah.
When did this start?
That's why I like sleeping.
when did this start, though? This couldn't have been your whole life, where you're just like a tunnel vision, sort of like, what am I doing? Oh.
That's all it's been.
Have you had out-of-body experiences? Or...
sleep paralysis?
In like dreaming, usually I'm not like a person or myself.
Hey, that was just a little sample of what we do in our bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We've got 3 different tiers that you can support us with. Thank you very much for all your support.